Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
1 week on, and lots of people are still talking about it, tweeting about it, carving it up. I've rarely seen so much commotion over one TV show. Yes, of course, it's The Shire, which debuted last Monday night. Just Monday night ago. It's an Australian reality show about the locals of Sydney's Sutherland Shire. It sparked lots of controversy even before airing, upset the mayor and the local residents because of its negative portrayal of the area. Since its debut, social media has gone nutso. The critics have had a field week and the show's been slammed, the stars judged, yet it rated strongly and it's being dubbed, yes, a huge success. Our TV critic, Mark Hadley, is right in his element and he joins us now. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, mate.
I've been really looking forward to picking your brains about this.
I guess it, you know, just to qualify that, I guess it depends on what you call a huge success, doesn't it?
Yeah. See, when we were talking about our segment, you said, I'm afraid The Shire is impossible to go past. So are you reluctant?
Well, look, I have a way of choosing things that I talk about.
Yes.
And generally speaking, they fall into two categories. The first one is there's something really valuable to say that this touches on. And then there's you can't avoid this, it's a landslide.
I think this falls into the latter.
Yeah, it's pretty much the latter. It's pretty much. Look, The Shire, okay, to put things into perspective, it had 941,000 viewers on its opening night, which is speculative, but not bad. Okay, so you're almost, and when you take in the DVRs and the online views, you're probably pushing about a million. If you ever want to know anything about TV in Australia, break the million mark, good start.
Okay,
regardless of what people say, but yes, it is appalling television.
Why is it appalling?
Well, I think the best way to sum this up is that, you know, when I talk to people about this show, the most common comment I get from people is, my mouth was open. I was just watching. And it really was. We were seeing people who were not simply crass or you know, just facile, just shallow. They were unaware of it, you know, and that's the real thing.
It's like watching a car crash.
It's slow motion because it went on for 30 minutes. We were just like, it was like, you know, you were waiting in some respects for the redeeming moment that never came. I mean, look, for those people, I really want to be careful. I was talking about to my wife about this, that it's really hard because this is not some sort of bad performance or bad script. These are real people. And in a sense, what we're looking at is a television show's collection of some real lives, and they've been put under a spotlight. Now, we'll get onto the real a bit later. But the truth is, when you look at, well, you've got Mitch, who's this knockabout stonemason, and you've got Gabs, who's one of his ex-girlfriends, sort of bleach blonde, and Becca, I don't know how to pronounce Becca's last name. She's got two A's on the end. But, you know, Becca's a bit of a glam girl, sort of, you know, daddy's little girl sort of thing. Riff Raff, Joel to his mum, you know, is this sort of try-hard rapper. And look, it just goes on. And, of course, most of the comments of the week have focused around these two sort of plastic surgery tragics, Sophie and Vanessa, you know. And look, as much as we laugh, they're real people.
Yeah.
So you've got to really ask a question at this point. Are we laughing at a real representation of the Shire, or are we laughing at something else?
Yeah. You
know? And that's a question.
Maybe a bit of ourselves, or certainly our society.
Yeah, and that's the tricky thing because, you know, if somebody took a camera crew into the fabulous world of Mark Hadley's life, you know, I think there would be moments where, you know, I'd probably look more, I certainly wouldn't look like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Who would want it?
I know. And so it is a bit of a, and this is one of the tragedies when we get into this. Now, I could sit here and I could bag out the shallow, crazy comments, their obsession with just pleasure and whatever is good for them, their banality, you know, their inability to sort of really focus on anything other than the next 5 minutes pleasure. But the weird thing is they live in our world and we look at them, and though they are extreme, they do express things that we tend to like.
So how reality is this?
Well,
is it at all scripted, or are the producers there at work trying to foster this?
I love television, if only because it produces new words. Okay, so the producers over at Channel 10 are calling this dramality.
I know. I've never heard that term.
No, it's all right. You're in you know, good company good because company. No one has. Yeah. Okay, look, all they've done is one of those horrible sort of like television abortions where they've basically taken drama and reality and shoved it together and said, okay, what it is they're saying, oh, look, you know, they say in the opening credits, there's nothing scripted. These are real people, real lives, the real Shire. We get an inside look, ask the mayor about how real the Shire is. But anyway, yeah. You get that real look. And then they say, now, of course, we are bringing these elements together. So there's an element of drama to it. In truth, okay, this is the way you tell truth on television. I'll give you a hint. Count the camera angles, okay? If you notice a steady shot and more than two camera angles, you're looking at basically a three-stage drama crew.
Yeah.
There's a wide shot there, or they've stopped it and they've set the camera up to then get the reverse angles, which means they've asked people to repeat what they said again, please, for the camera.
A very good bit of insight.
How realistic is something that has to be so constructed? They've brought together these people. I mean, they've handpicked them.
Yeah.
They've put them in situations. They've picked people who have crossing over relationships. They've put them in situations. Did Mitch and Beck? Mitch and Gabs just happen to turn up at the same party that Riff Raff was also running at his Sylvania Waters home? No, they set that up. I'll go as far as to say they bought the drinks. And then what they do is they call that sort of an assisted drama. It's reality still.
Dramality.
Yeah, dramality.
Yeah. So if it's not interesting, if it's not fulfilling or educational, why do we watch it? Or do we just like watching car crashes?
Well, there's two reasons why we watch stuff like this. Yeah, firstly, it is just amazing to be shocked. You know, and in a sense, a little bit sort of guilty pleasure too. Because you look at someone like Mitch who basically just says, I live to surf, you know, or I've got these girlfriends or whatever. And you just go, yeah, wouldn't it be like, what would life be like if that was just me? I'd just go around from party to party. I'd just go to the beach, you know, that sort of stuff. He seems to have a job. We haven't seen that yet, but I'm sure that'll come along in the weeks. My wife said, she coined this really nice phrase. She said, you know, this is a pre-life program. And I said, oh, what do you mean? She said, none of their lives have started. Is there any real responsibility? Any of them in a serious relationship? Do any of them have debts to service, houses, kids to take care of, parents, all this sort of
That's
stuff?
That's very insightful.
I know, yeah. I know. That's why I married her. Okay, it's all my best taste. Observations. Yeah. But it's true that we look at this and we go, gee, I wish we could get back to some of this pre-life ourselves when I didn't have responsibility.
Very interesting.
And that can be fun.
It's going to work?
Look, it's going to... It might. I'm sorry.
Okay.
People with short memories are bagging this out. But 8 years ago, a very similar reaction turned up for another little known sort of dramality type program called Big Brother. It hit Australian screens. It stayed for 8 seasons and now Channel 9 has bought the rights. Okay. Now, I want to say something really quickly about this, about this nature of truth. Truth is a binary thing. Okay. It's kind of like pregnancy. You don't get a little bit pregnant. You're pregnant or you're not.
Yep.
Truth, you can't have a bit of it. Okay, so I think you'll find out that we'll just look more and more at this program and realize it is more and more constructed. Will we turn off? Maybe not, because we love the shock horror of it all. But I don't think it's going to measure truth too well.
I love your insights. And you might have to be therefore back to talk about it again one day, Mel.
In 10 more weeks.
Thanks so much, as always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.